This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. She called me on Saturday, but I did not talk to her.
When did you talk to her?
I don't know. Before that, she called me on last Tuesday, and I did not talk to her.
You didn't? So it's been more than a week?
I guess.
Well, no, you don't guess. You have a call log.
Well, I'm driving.
Okay.
While I'm looking at it driving, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
I'm about to be over there, that you don't want me
over
to
where?
Inside,
Oh, at my house? Yeah, you did. I mean, I don't know if you comprehend the extent of the damage that you did on Sunday. But you have a lot of work to do on yourself.
Okay, you already said that. I was just acknowledging that you don't want me to come inside, but I wanted to...
No. What I'm asking for, though, is that you, like, not continue to put that on me.
Okay.
As you know, have this warped view of it, that your wife is making up rules and you're being a submissive, compliant husband. Like, let's have a holistic view of the situation, right? A mutual recognition of all the work that you have to do in therapy and in self-reflection to make this safe
okay.
for your kids, right?
Sure.
That's why I'm repeating myself, because that should be the way that you're approaching the conversation, not putting it on me to make good decisions for you.
Okay. Was there anything else you needed from me while I'm over here? No, not the shed.
Yeah, just take, I mean, as much as you can empty out the shed, that would be a healthy thing to do. And again, what that leads to is the fact that you made a commitment to me to sell your camera equipment. And it's not clear to me whether I can trust you when you make commitments like that.
Okay. All right. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Bye.